The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, over to Harley in the States. Harley, good morning. Donald Trump's laying down the law about the economic foes.
Well, yes, he's on his, he was on his way to Helsinki. He's got a meeting coming up tomorrow with Vladimir Putin. And he says he goes into that with low expectations. And I said nothing bad's going to come out of it, but maybe some good will come out of it. In the meantime, reporters were asking him, and he was talking about, America's foes. And he said the European Union is a foe of the U.S. Russia is a foe in certain respects. China is a foe economically. And he said, but he went on to say, because the big headlines are now saying, Trump says European Union is an enemy. Well, he didn't say that. He said it's a foe. And he said, but that doesn't mean they are bad. It means they are competitive. For him, there's nothing wrong with saying you're my adversary.
No, I mean, this is his business background, isn't it? I mean, this is the media, again, deliberately misinterpreting his quotes to fit a narrative.
Well, yes, it is. And at the same time, there's also this we're accustomed to political speak. In the political speak, you call your opponent the worthy adversary or the worthy opponent. And in Trump's case, he'll go, you're my enemy. You're my foe. We don't get along. I'm upset with you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that because it's the business world. The business world knows you start off really tough. You work it out. You come out shaking hands.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's where he comes from.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, not too much room for diplomacy. Now, a payphone scam has been fined.
It's pretty fascinating. In Texas, a 61-year-old man named David Grudzinski, he had a pretty smart, pretty intelligent scam. He made deals with various U.S. government agencies that had toll-free numbers to reimburse his company 49 cents for each toll-free call that came from one of his 450 payphones because he needed to be paid. Then he set up a computerized robocalling system to call those numbers. And he collected millions of dollars from the government on these robocalls. And they decided that wasn't playing fair, and so he's been convicted and says got to pay it back nearly $2.5 million.
Too clever by half. And what's this? They found a Stanley Kubrick screenplay.
Well, how about this? I mean, Stanley Kubrick had a screenplay evidently that nobody knew about. Oh. It's been discovered by a professor in Bangor, Maine. The screenplay is about a man who befriends a 10-year-old boy to get to his mother, kind of the reverse of the Lolita story. He seduces her. She's married. It's a story of adultery and passion. Written in 1956. Collaboration with Calder Willingham, with whom he also did Paths of Glory in 1957. Ah, very famous movie.
Yeah.
Now, it's complete enough, they say, to make a movie out of it. So you can bet somebody's going to try. It's called Burning Secret. What we don't know, it would have been very, very risque back in the 50s.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, it's no big deal.
Yeah, that's what's G. Let them all in. Burning Secret.
That's
well,
right.
We'll see what it's like down the track. Harley, I'm not back tomorrow. Steve's in from there on in. Thank you for all your help. Really appreciate it.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks a lot.
You take care. Bye-bye.